You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just gone 8:06 Central African time. Let's welcome Pius and Sagacious Umar with a hearty Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After dinner, mints, keeping you company this evening with myself, Shafaq Ahmad Khan, hosting you, and top tech Lukolo on the board. And alhamdulillah, looking forward to a powerful program here. And from 8 to 8:30, it will be Muslim news with Abu Bakr. See that. And Anwar Qasim joins us in Drive-In with Anwar. And we're looking at quite a few topics with him. How much to operate a taxi, yo-yo effects on vehicle sales, tips from the Mac, and much, much more. You also know he's a qualified economist also. So we'll dip into the world of economy also. And from 9 to 9:30, the family room with Maulana Salim Karim. Spare the rod and spoil the child, Lukolo. And from 9:30 to 10, the Travel Express with Ibrahim Balachia. And mashallah, you just stay tuned and you will be informed. Let's go and welcome our very own Abu Bakr. See that on his segment, A Muslim News. Abu Bakr, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful evening?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Gee, with the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are doing well, and we pray that you and the listeners of Marcus Sahaba are also within the same loop. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Jazallah anna Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bima wa aluhu. Gee, Shafata, there are a lot of things happening in the Muslim world. We pray that you and the listeners are also doing well as we are. Allah Ta'ala's mercy and grace is upon the Muslim Ummah. But we have several countries to visit during this Muslim news segment, Shafat Ahmad. And first we go to Malaysia. In Kuala Lumpur, the parliamentary elections took place on Saturday and delivered a hung parliament. That is, the two main parties of Anwar Ibrahim and Mohidrin Yassin did not receive a majority of the votes. Both leaders had been summoned by the king, Abdul Rahman, and asked to form a government. Mohidrin Yassin openly said that he will not associate with Anwar Ibrahim in forming a coalition government. So they had to look for to the smaller parties to be able to get the majority. In fact, any party requires only 112 seats of the 222 that are on offer, Shafat Ahmad, to become a majority party in parliament. And it is the first time in the history of Malaysia that the hung parliament has been returned. Gee, Shafat, the coalition needs that magical 112 seats, so they are both the parties of Mohidrin and Anwar Ibrahim are negotiating with the smaller parties, and hopefully they can come to some agreement. But there is a lot of horse trading when coalitions come into being. You know, the smaller parties become kingmakers. And Shafat Ahmad, the tragedy of these elections is that the person who had given 22 years of his life as Prime Minister of Malaysia and served the country for a period of 53 years, now at the age of 97 in the constituency of Langkawi, Shafat Ahmad, our father of the nation and father of the Muslim Ummah also, Mahathir Mohamad, lost his seat, Shafat Ahmad, after 53 years in the service of the Malaysian nation and I think the Muslim Ummah also. And the sad tragedy was, Shafat Ahmad, he lost his deposit in the process, so he was practically ignored by the Langkawi voters and given the boot, so to say. And this is what happens in politics. You know, when your time is up, I think we have to decide when it is the right time to give up. And, you know, whatever we did is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think Mahathir Mohamad played a prominent role in the last 40-50 years of the history of the Muslim Ummah. He was at the forefront of fighting for the cause of the Palestinians, though being so far away from Palestine. And he was one of those leaders who spoke out against the Zionist entity's occupation of the land in Sham, Sheikh Shafaq Ahmad. So this is the tragedy that we have to contend with now at the moment.
You know, can I add on there, you know, perhaps the voters that used to vote him over the years, maybe they have all made parda from the dunya, and the younger generation, you know, they have a different vision altogether. They say, oh, we want someone younger. They think they know it all, but they don't know that you cannot put a price to hikmah. He was a man of so much of hikmah, so much of wisdom, that he ran the country. He got rid of corruption and so forth. And these young people, they don't know what they're doing. And, you know, Allah have mercy on this elder statement of ours. And another point that I want to make was, you remember Suharto? Suharto, when he ran
the country. Suharto of Indonesia.
Yeah, he was a big puppet of the Americans. You know, he actually sold out the country. What was your thoughts on Suharto, Abu?
Yeah, in fact, Suharto was a dictator, and he was brought into power by the CIA, from what I remember. Recall Shafaq Ahmad. My memory is not very vivid regarding his rule, but then his daughter also came into power. And in the process, I think Malaysia was taken 20 years back when Sukarno, I think he disposed of Sukarno. Suharto disposed of Sukarno, if I remember clearly, Shafaq Ahmad. Maybe mistaken, but this is the situation. And Southeast Asia plays, especially Malaysia, Indonesia, and Singapore, play a dominant role in the South China Seas and the power struggle between the United States of America for control of the Chinese Straits for trade purposes between China and the United States of America, South Korea, and the Malaysian entities. Shafaq is an ongoing thing in China, is practically wanting to reclaim the South China Sea for itself, Shafaq Ahmad, and control the trade route to the Pacific Ocean from the Indian Ocean, Shafaq Ahmad. Very interesting developments taking place there. And also, we must not forget, while we are talking about Indonesia, about the 7.7 strength earthquake that took place in the province of Java, on the island of Java, Shafaq Ahmad. More than 700 people killed, more than 7,000 people injured. And this was a land earthquake, not in the sea. And the damage has been devastating. In fact, the government has pledged to give support to those who have lost their homes and their possessions, Shafaq Ahmad. And you know that just recently the G20 group of organizations, economic body, held its conference in the island of Bali, Shafaq Ahmad. And this is the result. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the Muslims of Indonesia who are going through this test.
One thing that I'd like to add on here was that Mahathir Muhammad was a big fan of Sheikh Ahmad Didat Rahimullah. And, you know, he embraced him, he celebrated him. He actually hosted him quite a few times. And there was this Pakistani general that was brought down by the CIA. What was his name? You know, he used to always welcome the Hujjaj, and he was in a plane crash. He, too, also, you know, was very close to Ahmad Didat. And people didn't know these politics. But world leaders used to really rub shoulders with him and sometimes, you know, call him and talk to him about politics and this and that, and come to the country and come and give dawah and so forth. Very few knew that side of it, but I'm just making... Who was that Pakistani general that was prime minister to
Bangladesh? Ziaul Haq.
Ziaul Haq, yeah. The late Ziaul Haq was very close to Ahmad Didat. And I remember telling Didat, you know, but my mahal is a Christian mahal. But then did that look at the cracks that are appearing in your mom. Absolutely. Look at the how the Christians, and he showed him, you know, how they translated the Surah Fatiha into, you know, the, like the Lord's Prayer in Arabic, yeah. And how, and he, you know, Ziaul Haq was shocked. He told Dida come more often. Go ahead, Abu.
Gee, and Shafat Ahmad, you know, if we look at it in a historical context, Shafat Ahmad, the 60s, the 50s, the late 50s and the 60s, 70s was the time of colonialism where many of the Muslim countries sought to gain their independence and everything. And it was this colonial rule that really put the Muslims down. And I think Sheikh Ahmad Didat was the only voice of hope for the Muslim Ummah when he challenged those who were challenging the Islamic norms and that. And I think world leaders who had just come out or gained independence sought solace with Sheikh Ahmad Didat in giving them hope and courage to go forward as Muslim countries. And the colonial history that the Indonesians, the Malaysians, you know, the Dutch were ruling over them, the Portuguese, the British, and that, and I think the trauma that they went through, they sought solace at the time when Ahmad Didat was challenging the Western norms and seeking to give hope to the Muslim countries. In fact, King Faisal of Saudi Arabia, I think you would know better, awarded him the King Faisal Prize also at that
1986,
time.
1986, Abu.
1986, alhamdulillah, right? And I think Sheikh Ahmad Didat, alhamdulillah, he rubbed shoulders with many of the Muslim leaders. And I think they sought advice from him, Shafat Ahmad, in elevating the Islamic norms coming just out of colonialism and the dreaded oppression that was taking place, and especially with the Palestinians. And I think Sheikh Ahmad Didat, Muhammad Mahathir Muhammad, were among the few first leaders, you know, outside the Arab ring that raised a voice against the Zionist entity and the call for the Palestinians to get their state back, Shafat Ahmad. Gee, this was the situation.
You know, Abu, I was privileged that Allah had given me the opportunity of being the editor of the Al-Burhan, which was Ahmad Didat's newsletter, to the whole Arab world. I mean, he printed about 35,000 copies. And believe it or not, 30,000 went only to the Middle East, you know, to the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia and all that, and 5,000 was distributed locally. But, you know, the correspondence that used to come from these Arab countries, or some from the U.S. and the U.K. also, was, Sheikh, please, you are like our modern-day Khalifa. Why don't you take the leadership? We'll all follow. The Muslim world will follow you. And I told thee that, I mean, there's an opportunity. He said, beta, I got so much of panchayat over here locally. People are having this. I don't want to get into all that. Just do my job, and I'm not, you know, we leave it to whomever Allah wants there. But that's how humble he was. I mean, he was given that call from lots of young people, and even some leaders said, come, we'll back you. But he just shunned away from that. That shows he wasn't someone that was hankering after power, Abu.
In fact, Allah Ta'ala gave his voice and his wisdom such capacity, Shafat Ahmad, that till today, within the age of technology also, Sheikh Ahmad Didat's lectures are still instrumental in bringing a lot of people into the world of Islam. And I think this is the sign of acceptance by Allah Ta'ala of his sterling work in the field of Dawah. And Shafat Ahmad, I think I just don't want to underemphasize the role that he played at the time of the colonialist control of the Muslim countries, and when they were given independence, Shafat, the Muslim countries, they were practically made to beg their stability. Otherwise, we find till today that many of the colonial countries still have influence over the countries that they had occupied, Shafat Amati. You take Mali, where the French have practically taken control of the gold mines and decide who must be in power and who must not be in power. And this is happening in Africa. This happened in... now, recently, it happened in Pakistan also with the deposition of Imran Khan, Shafat Ahmad. And alhamdulillah, I think if we study the role that Sheikh Ahmadinejad played in bringing and giving confidence to the new Muslim rulers, I think Ahmed Ben Bella of Algeria also, Shafat Ahmad. Sheikh Ahmadinejad spoke about the independence of Algeria also from the French. Gee, this was very interesting history. I think we must not forget the role that the South African, not South Africa, but the role that Sheikh Ahmadinejad brought to the fore and made the Muslim Ummah aware of the injustices that were being heaped upon the Muslim Ummah in Algeria, in Libya, in Palestine with the Zionist entity.
You tickled my brain when you said the Zionist entity in Palestine. He actually held that, you remember that world renowned competition. I mean, he conscientized the South Africans about the Intifada, you know, the first Intifada and all that, and he brought
in the black people.
I mean, brilliant indeed. Even the Arab, you know, those Arab states at that time, the Emiratis, he had the competition. Yeah. The winners came from that part of the world because he really conscientized the youth. And after his, you know, when he went off and suddenly the Americans and the Zionists were getting very upset with Ahmadinejad. And, you know, this slowly but surely they start marginalizing him and so forth. But, you know, we carry on, Abu. And brilliant, brilliant history. And you know your, you really know your history, Abu. And Allah bless you and Allah keep you for that. Go ahead, Abu.
Gee, Shafat, another story that I'm following very reluctantly, Shafat Ahmad, but I think we have to, is the one in Qatar, you know, the spotlight falling on Qatar with the FIFA World Football World Cup. The onslaught continues unabated. The attack is not only on the cultural and socioeconomic structure of the Qatari nation, it is sometimes directly and subtly directed to Islam. The English are masters at strategizing the attack, obviously with the assistance of the Zionist entity that boasts as being the only democracy in the Middle East. Very interesting that thing that take note of, Shafat Ahmad, on Sunday evening when the opening ceremony was taking place. The BC in its history never missed the opening ceremony of any FIFA World Cup, except the one that was on Sunday, Shafat Ahmad. Its bulletin started with criticism of the human rights in Qatar, especially the treatment of migrant workers in the country and the restrictions on the One Love LGBT campaign. The hypocrisy and double standards are also blatant and flagrant in the affrontation actions of Ahmad. Then there was the the action of the Iranian team refusing to sing the national anthem in protest against the government's handling of the uprising in various cities throughout Iran. Since the death of this sister Mahsa Amini in September, the country has experienced initially peaceful protests because she died in the custody of the morality police. The protest was initially very peaceful, which escalated after being hijacked by Western sources and had turned violent. In fact, the government had to take very serious and strong action. Many protesters were killed and sometimes in very dubious circumstances also, Shafat Ahmad. Whether the players will face any sanction for their action is still not clear. Just the thought, Shafat, I have, that have they been promised asylum with their families in a Western country for the bold decision, and we know who can be with them, Shafat Ahmad. Conspicuous also by the absence, Shafat, at the FIFA World Cup, that opening ceremony were leaders from the, of the Western world. Present were Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Kuwait. We noticed that Prince Mohammed bin Salman was seated strategically next to the FIFA Supremo Infantino. Could Saudi Arabia be bidding to play host for the 2030 World Cup when Neom City along the Red Sea coast would be ready to receive guests and give a big boost to MBS's dream of mega city hosting a mega tournament and taking the Saudi country into another direction of tourism rather than dependency on oil, Shafat Ahmad. This is the situation, Shafat Ahmad.
Labu, I don't know if you heard, they beat Argentina 2-1.
Yes, Shafat Ahmad, they beat Argentina, and I think the Muslim countries, if we are football fans, Tunisia drew with Denmark. I think their performance is just something to look forward to, you know, that these, they, you know, they usually call them minnows, you know, Saudi Arabia, Tunisia, and Morocco. But they have risen to the occasion, and they said that this match with Denmark was a thriller, Shafat Ahmad. And all due respects to Tunisia for putting up such a performance. And the Muslim players, alhamdulillah, I think Saudi Arabia gave a terrific performance. In fact, King Salman has declared tomorrow to be a public holiday for all the whole of Saudi Arabia. You can imagine the players will be compensated so handsomely, and as they progress, they'll become richer and richer. You know that Qatar spent something like $220 billion to develop the infrastructure for the FIFA World Cup. And hopefully this will serve it well for the next 50 or 100 years, Shafat Ahmad. And then the money that it makes can be directed towards the upliftment of the Muslim Ummah and support the refugees, the former and recent refugees that are in Turkey, in Syria, in Bangladesh. Shafat, I think the Muslim Ummah requires it. And we hope that Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al-Thani will now concentrate on uplifting the Muslim Ummah. And not that he has not been doing it, Shafat Ahmad. He has been supporting the Palestinians in Gaza with several million dollars every now and again, Shafat Ahmad, and he's the only one who is using his influence over the Zionists to bring about some form of relief, not complete, but relief to the Gazans in Palestine by exporting oil and distributing gas and giving aid to the 2 million residents of Gaza who are living in the prison, Shafat Ahmad. Gee, Shafat Ahmad, we pray that you and the listeners have a wonderful evening. See, you've got a good lineup coming up with the motoring show.
Alhamdulillah.
With Maulana Abdul Karim and the travel segment, Shafat Ahmad. Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Ameen. We go for us and to you and everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's your box of mint. So you deserve that, Abu. Because your presentation was absolutely brilliant, up to speed. I tickled some of your memories and you brought forth the history. And Allah keep you and Allah bless you. And you have a beautiful evening ahead, Abu. We talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, our people, time for us to go for our break. When you get back, we'll be joining Anwar Qasim on his segment, Drive In with Anwar.